texte numéro 47. Is the Catholic Church in favor of GM crops? Is the Vatican close to endorsing the cultivation of genetically modified GM crops in order to feed the world's growing population? Could it be that the Catholic Church is about to take a moral position on GM food? A leaked document from a group of scientists linked to Rome has set a hare running about the possible endorsement of GM technology by the Pope. The document from scientists linked to the Pontifical Academy of Sciences suggested that there is a moral duty to adopt GM technology in order to combat hunger. The document was drawn up following a study week sponsored by the Academy last year, but it has only recently come into the wider public domain. About 40 scientists, including a handful of Academy members, met behind closed doors in May 2009 to discuss transgenic plants for food security in the context of development. Their report came to several conclusions, including the need to develop new agricultural techniques to feed the present world population of 6.8 billion people, some 1 billion of whom are undernourished. Perhaps the most striking conclusion was that GM technology is contributing toward addressing the challenges of unsustainable agriculture and that there is nothing intrinsic about GM crops that would make food unsafe. Special efforts should be made to provide poor farmers in the developing world with access to improved GM crop varieties adapted to their local conditions, the report also says. Perhaps understandably, the interpretation that this has opened the way for the Vatican to endorse GM food has set the ether alight with rumour. However, this notion was quickly dispelled earlier this month by unequivocal statements from several Vatican spokesmen, saying that the authors of the report do not speak either for the Pontifical Academy of Sciences or the Vatican, and certainly not for the Pope. It appears that some people who attended the closed meeting were also unhappy with the way the statement was formulated and publicised. One attendee, Bishop George Nkuo of Kumbo, Cameroon, made the point, for instance, that many Africans view GM technology as a technological yoke that ensures poor farmers in Africa are reliant on Western seed companies such as Monsanto. Two professors, who are members of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences and are almost messianic in their support of GM crops, said that we will not be able to feed the expected 9 billion people on the planet by 2050 unless we adopt GM technology. Any unwarranted curbs on the use of GM crops could therefore become a moral issue, it was suggested. Adapted from The Independent, November 2010.